أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلما دخلوا عليه قالوا يا أيها العزيز مسنا وأهلنا الضر وجئنا ببضاعة مزجاة فأوفلنا الكيل وتصدق علينا إن الله يجزي المتصدقين. قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه إذ أنتم جاهلون. قالوا أئنك لأنت يوسف. قال أنا يوسف وهذا أخي قد من الله علينا إنه من يتق ويصبر فإن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. قالوا تالله لقد آثرك الله علينا وإن كنا لخاطئين. قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم وهو أرحم الراحمين. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا فألقوه على وجه أبي يأت بصيرا وأتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم. فلما أن جاء البشير ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا. قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. At length, when they entered the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, they said, O Aziz, a title to the minister, we and our household have been touched with difficulty and distress, and we have come with capital to trade and to purchase, but the capital is deficient and incomplete. In spite of that, grant us full measure and be generous and charitable towards us. For Allah Ta'ala loves those that are charitable and generous. They mentioned this and they had delivered the letter of their father Yaqub alayhi salam to Yusuf alayhi salam. It was the Aziz of Egypt. The letter had read from Yaqub alayhi salam, the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, to the Aziz of Misr. And then he says that our family was always under trial. First was my grandfather Ibrahim alayhi salam under trial with Namrud, then my father was also under trial, and then I've been tried with my elder son Yusuf alayhi salam, and this pain had hardly subsided, and his younger brother that I would keep by myself, you have taken him with the allegation that he is guilty of theft. And really, we are the children of Anbiya alayhim salam. Never do we practice theft and fraud, and we are innocent of all this. Now, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he had read this letter, he was shaken and tears began to roll out of his eyes. And perhaps the wahi had come also around the same time, that now you may disclose your identity. But he had to initiate some type of process for the reconciliation. For in the reconciliation, they must acknowledge their guilt, obviously, and then the doors of forgiveness will open out for them. So without acknowledgement of guilt, then how do you expect Allah Ta'ala to forgive? So he says to them, do you know how you dealt with Yusuf and his brother when you knew not what you were doing? They replied, are you really Yusuf? So Yusuf alayhi salam says, yes, I am Yusuf and this is my brother. And Allah Ta'ala has been kind towards us. And innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir, whoever guards himself and he constantly perseveres, then Allah Ta'ala does not allow the reward of the good to be wasted. Then did they say, by Allah, Allah Ta'ala has favored you, and indeed we were guilty of sin. So Yusuf alayhi salam comforted them, saying that let there be no reproach upon you this day. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you, and is the best to show mercy. Now that there was an admission of guilt, so Yusuf alayhi salam readily accepts, and he doesn't want to even reproach them and remind them of the past. He cuts it off there, and he assigns the affair to Allah Ta'ala, imploring the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala for his brethren. Number two, he says to them that the good that you see is not of our own doing, it is the favor, mannallahu alayna, Allah Ta'ala's favor on us. But the secret to this is may yattaqi wa yasbir, the one who guards against wrong and he constantly perseveres. So this is the secret for all success, that in, no matter what predicament you are in, no matter what situation you are in, but if you keep up to the standard that you guard yourself against anything that is unpleasant to Allah Ta'ala, and you constantly persevere, in other words, your style is consistent, at the time of prosperity or adversity, you don't have that lows and highs, rather you are constant, and you consider all this as the grace of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes it is prosperity, and sometimes it is adversity, but all comes from Allah Ta'ala, and there is some hidden good in this whole exercise. Perhaps I don't understand most of it, but it is the grace of Allah Ta'ala, and I need to be happy and pleased with Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is meant by constantly persevering. At the time of prosperity and adversity, at the time of anger and happiness, then too you are in control. It mustn't be that at the time of anger, you are out of control, and then when you are happy, then you are again, you are a different person altogether. So at all times, you are under control, you constantly persevere, you have a consistent pattern. So this is the secret for gaining that special favor and attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for which Allah ta'ala has posted Yusuf alayhi salam to an exalted position. اِذَبُوا بِقَمِيسِ هَذَا, then he says to them, take the shirt of mine and place it on to my father's face, and he will come back, he will come, or he will regain his sight. وَأَتُونِي بِأَهْلِكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, and bring along your household all together. وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ, as the caravan departs, their father Yaqub alayhi salam says to his children, indeed I perceive the scent of Yusuf alayhi salam. If you people don't consider me to be senile, old aged man, and he's speaking out of his mind, doesn't know what he's speaking all about. They really said this, by Allah, indeed you are in your old era. So many years have passed, and you're talking of Yusuf alayhi salam. So this is you being senile. It's a clear sign of you being senile. You do not know what you are talking about. Nonetheless, when the bearer of good news came in, he placed the shirt onto the father's face, and he regained sight, complete sight. So Yaqub alayhi salam then says to them, did I not tell you that I know from Allah Ta'ala what you people know not? Immediately they confess and they ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Ya Abana astaghfir lana, our father, do pray for forgiveness on our behalf, for we were wrong, we were guilty of sin. Father says, سوف أستغفر لكم ربي, soon will I ask and I'll pray for your forgiveness to my Rabb, for Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Perhaps Yaqub alayhi salam was engaged at the time and he wanted to postpone this special dua for the moment that will really bring the attention and the real mercy of Allah Ta'ala around the time of tahajjud. That is a time that duas are readily answered. فَلَمَّا دَخَلُوا عَلَىٰ يُوسُفْ When at length they entered in the presence of Yusuf alayhi salam, he received his parents to live with him. And he says, "Udkhulu Misr insha'Allahu aminin." So the respect and the honor is shown to the parents that he has made them his special guest to be living with him. And the rest of the brothers shows them some consideration and respect as well, saying to them, enter into Egypt, if Allah Ta'ala wills, with safety. Further, he raises his parents onto the throne, and they all fall down bowing to him. Yusuf alayhi salam in humility says, my respected father, this is the fulfillment of my dream of old. Allah Ta'ala has made it come true, and he has been gracious towards me when he took me out of prison and brought you from the village after shaitan has incited enmity between me and my brothers. Indeed, Allah Ta'ala is most gracious to whomsoever he pleases, for he is all-knowing and full of wisdom. Thank you, Mr.